fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 15th day of September. The proper tip of the day is to work on your physical conditioning. It's going to be different things for different people. If you have any underlying health concerns, make sure you check with your healthcare professional before you do anything strenuous. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Marie Lasseter. Marie Lasseter is the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri, largest county in the state of Missouri. She's the author of 3 books available at Amazon.com, beginning with Nature Has the Cure. Next one is Nature Has More Cures, and her most recent book, Nature Has the Cure, Volume 3. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, John.
I want to begin our conversation with an observation. My local newspaper, the Steelville Star, Steelville, Missouri, has population 1,600. There were 7 obituaries in this week's edition. 4 of them were men and women under the age of 60. Is something wrong with that, Marie?
Yeah, there's definitely something wrong. Gee, wonder what it could be.
Yeah.
In addition to that, you know, as I've said before, I send a list off the health department every week of the deaths that I consider more calm, suspicious. This would exclude people that die in car wrecks or, you know, people that have been under the care of a doctor for advanced cancer for quite a while. I don't check those, but I sent my list of 8 people, and it came back, and 7 of the 8 had, like, 3 or more vaccinations.
Well, let me interrupt you here, Marie, because I'd like you to consider the following. When it comes to, let's say, accidents in general, not just automobile accidents, but if the fatal automobile accident happened in the daylight and the driver or drivers involved were not intoxicated, I would encourage you to look at the vaccination status of the person who caused the accident, because what we're finding, and you're probably all aware of this, is that vaccines are causing people to be cognitively impaired and make bad decisions. Would you consider doing that?
Oh, yes, and I wish I could, but with the resources I have, and resources, as you know, everywhere are strapped, and I'm depending on another agency to get the data to me, I wish I could check vaccine status on everybody. However, I do have cases where someone's in an accident, but it's clear that they died before the car crash. One gentleman, he suffered an event. His car crashed. He hadn't died yet. He was taken to Springfield, and he had a new onset of ruptured aorta, which of course is the major artery in your body.
Right.
And I checked his vaccination status, and he was fully vaccinated. And then I did some more research and found that there's a high relation of these brand new aortic dissections in people that are vaccinated. So that's not my data. That's some research that's out there now. And even if I did check vaccination status on every single person that died, Walgreens does not record their vaccination data in Show Me Vax. I don't know why that is. So unless I, you know, go to their house and go through their things and find their COVID vaccination card, I don't have solid evidence of that.
I don't
like to take the family's word on it, because families don't always know what's going on with their loved one, and that I want hard data, because I know I'll be challenged. As a matter of fact, I came across a whole stack of letters I got from Department of Health and Human Services, and saying that I put a a cause of death, which, let me see, most of these are, and it's got a, it's viral vaccines, that's what I put. And they sent me a whole list of other things it could have been that I might want to change the death certificate to. And of course, I didn't change anything. But I agree. And the funny thing with the crashes now, in the past, most crashes have occurred due to overcorrection. And usually like a younger driver, but even an older driver, you know, one wheel goes off the shoulder and they overcorrect and end up, you know, the car turning over on the other side of the highway. This year, the head-on crashes have just been off the charts.
Really?
Yes. They're head-on, and even several times driving myself, I'm just so cautious because someone around a curve will be coming towards me right in my lane. So the whole time I'm driving, I'm thinking of an escape route if that happens.
Right. Well, if you ever go through pilot training, a good instructor will teach you to keep a constant lookout for a place to put the aircraft down if something goes wrong. We've come to that point where automobiles have to be treated the same way, haven't we?
Yes. Yes, and you know, you can look at Missouri Highway Patrol crash reports, and they will put on the report like, this is the 25th death in this county this year compared to maybe 15 last year. So they do comparison data with every one of their crash reports.
I've got similar reports from my county sheriff about the dramatic increase in traffic incidents, also a dramatic increase in violent confrontations with citizens. Are you aware of that?
Yes, people are definitely on edge and acting irrationally. Absolutely, I run into that with my job, and I typically, I'm there on my own. Sometimes a deputy will show up, but you know, one of the stages of grief is anger, and because I'm the one that's there pronouncing their loved one dead, they get angry at me sometimes, and I understand that. But it's yes, people are definitely edgy, and I don't even know if, I think mostly that has to do with the world we live in today.
Well, it's that could be a deep issue in terms of determining the cause. But there's been many people, including myself and my wife, we've observed people we know fairly well get the clot shot, and then start exhibiting personality changes shortly thereafter. Have you made the same observation?
Yes, I have, with onset of dementia and other illnesses they've never had before, somewhere in the course of that series. And it definitely early onset dementia, all kinds of cognitive issues.
All right. Well, Maria, you typically have a list of things you want to discuss. What's the first on your list, my dear?
The first thing I want to do is, I think you know, I was appointed by the governor to the Coroner Standards and Training Board.
Right.
And I said, how the heck did this happen? Do you not read my Facebook? Because I've been hugely against vaccinations since day one. But Governor Parson issued this yesterday, and I think it's so important. And he said, during the COVID-19 pandemic, we never forced businesses or churches to close and never enacted mask mandates or vaccine requirements. As long as I'm governor, that will not change. To protect lives and livelihoods, our economy must remain open, and we've learned that one of the safest places for children is in school receiving an education. But he goes on to say, personal responsibility is how we beat the COVID-19 crisis, and personal responsibility is how we will continue to protect Missourians. I love this last statement because this is exactly what I think. The COVID-19 crisis has long been over in the state of Missouri, and we aren't turning back. Now, that's the governor speaking.
Good for him.
Businesses are turning back. Hospitals are turning back, starting to do COVID swab tests again. And, you know, the governor's on our side. And we need to say, it's over. We're done. We're not doing COVID anymore. So, kudos. Kudos to our governor for that.
Well, this is our governor is an appointed governor. He was not elected. He is a lame duck governor, a former county, small country sheriff. He was in over his head, but he got speed pretty quick, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And I disagreed with him on a few things. As a coroner, I was in a couple Zoom meetings with him, and actually, I got muted pretty quickly because I was really concerned about the children and, you know, them having to wear masks in school. But like he said, it was never mandated. It was all about the money. Our local school here, they had posted that, you know, children now had to wear masks on school buses. And of course, I posted, no, you don't. You don't have to wear a mask. And the superintendent of the school called me, literally crying, take that post down. I've got hundreds of parents calling me saying, because of your post, they are not going to let their kids wear masks. And I said, they don't have to wear a mask. Well, then she said the key thing, do you realize that there's $1.5 billion on the table we can get if we follow this mandate? I said, thank you for making my point. That's exactly what it is. They don't have to wear masks. You just want the money.
Right.
But I was gracious. I said, well, I will take my post down. And I did. But and then in Texas County, here's another thing that happened. And, you know, when I get all this in my book, it's going to all be in there. We had like a roundtable meeting, like a summit meeting on this, and we decided that until there was a declared case of COVID in our county, we would not shut down the schools. Everybody agreed. Well, then that night, Desi met, and Desi said, well, to the teachers, well, we're going to close the schools, and you can stay home, but you'll still get paid. So all the teachers voted to take that action.
Of course.
And I thought, well, I'm a nurse, and I can speak for nurses, if they said to the nurses, well, there's this hazardous thing called COVID, so you can just stay home and get paid and we'll just close the hospital. Nurses would never vote for that, so I'm pretty angry with the teachers. And what happened, we did not have a declared case of actual COVID until September of 2020, and the kids could have had homecoming, they could have gone to graduation, they lost all of that. And
once it's gone, it can't be recovered.
Right, that really harmed all those students that year. And I got some information this week also. And I was, at the beginning, I was fighting a lot with OBGYN nurses. They were so thrilled about vaccinating pregnant women and really pushing all pregnant women should be vaccinated. And, of course, you know, my position. And I just found out a couple days ago that the government gave $11.8 million to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists to promote COVID-19 vaccines to pregnant women. So they really pushed it. And as we all know, our birth rate is way down. Number of miscarriages is way down. And even...
Number of miscarriages is way up, you mean?
Yes, that's what I... Birth is down, but the miscarriages are way up. Right, everybody right. knows... I'm sure everybody knows someone that's miscarried in the last year or so. And... China, you know, China has always had a very strict zero population growth policy. Well, today, China is offering cash bonuses to women under the age of 25 to have children. They're losing too many numbers, so they're going that way. And the dropping, well, in my county, if I look around, our birth rate's fine. There's a lot of pregnant people in Texas County, but nationally, our birth rate is the lowest it's been in probably 20 years. So that's
very. Marie, I got one of my listeners is wondering if you got a screen door open to the Amazon jungle.
If I got a what?
A screen door between you and the Amazon jungle.
No.
Well, it sounds like it. That's why we ask. No.
Why does it? Is there noise distraction or? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Though I know what you're talking about. Those are my parrots, and they're in another room. And they are.
Well, it sounds like you're in a tent on the Amazon jungle. Is what it sounds like.
Well, I had to move my computer because my internet was going in and out, so I moved closer to the router, and unfortunately my birds are closer to the router.
Okay.
But I'll reposition myself.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, Marie, what's next on your list, my dear?
Well, I've been, you know, my clots that I have, and if everybody doesn't know, I have a student, and it took a student to be brave enough to do this, an embalming student, that provided me with six, we'll call them fiber structures, that she pulled out of jugular veins of a decedent and gave to me. And she kind of took a risk doing that, being a student. However,
absolutely. Good for her.
Yes, yeah, she's very courageous young lady. The more I talk, the more my birds want to holler. So, anyway, like I said, I wasn't able to even look at them for about a week and a half, so they were in a jar of water, and as they sat in the water, they did not dissolve. They just became whiter and cleaner, and when I took them out, they definitely looked like some sort of polymer to me. And I did some research on that, and they were actually, was a DARPA deal, and I've got an article on my Facebook page. DARPA successfully transitioned synthetic biomanufacturing technologies to support national security objectives. And that came from outreach@darpa.mil. in December of 2021. And they've got a nice little diagram how they created these little lipid nanoparticles and a picture of them using them to inject DNA into cells. So they spelled out their whole game there. So I'm convinced these are nanoparticles. And then I have another
article. Hold on, we have a break, Marie. We also have callers on hold. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 15th of September. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Arthritis pain got you down? Same thing. Energy Cleaner is at my website with a 90-day money-back guarantee. My website is thelibertyband.com. We have with us Marie Lasser, the author of 3 books available at Amazon.com. Her first book is Nature Has a Cure, followed by Nature Has More Cures. Most recent book is Nature Has a Cure, Volume 3, all available at Amazon.com. Marie, you ready for a couple of callers?
I sure am.
Okay, we got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Marie, do you remember when you started hearing about obstetricians offering pregnant women shots?
Yes, it was very shortly after the vaccines actually came out.
For even before the COVID. I mean, I've heard that they now offer them DPT shots and just flu shots while they're pregnant. That never happened. I'm sorry.
You are correct. I don't know when it started. when they started doing that. I do know when I went to work for Department of Defense in Panama, this sort of Noriega regime, and I was working at the VA hospital, and they recruited me to go to Panama for about 3 years, and I was pregnant at the time, and which it didn't matter. They needed an ICU nurse down there, and because I was pregnant, it was a requirement that everybody get the yellow fever vaccine, but they wouldn't give it to me because I was pregnant. So, yeah, this whole thing of vaccinating pregnant women is definitely new to the horizon. And even the flu shots, I've seen really disastrous effects on pregnant women just getting the flu shot. And they, you know, if they refuse it, they pretty much lose their obstetrician.
Yeah, I have a niece that both her babies were premature. And then my granddaughter-in-law, their baby was premature. And I heard Ingrid Castle, who is another host on this network, had on a lady who she let her obstetrician talk her into a shot, and this was before COVID, while she was pregnant. And she, within 36 hours, she had lost most of her amniotic fluid. She was able to save the pregnancy by... She took extreme measures on her own, but she was able to go ahead and build it back up. Now, my granddaughter-in-law, she, I know that happened to her. I haven't asked her if she got a shot, but this lady that Ingrid had on said that the two things the obstetrician can charge extra for that she knows of is... If they can get you to take a sonogram, and then also shots.
Yeah, they get huge bonuses based on percentage of shots that they give to their patient population. And there's charts of those. That's pretty easy information to find. But yeah, they definitely are pushing the shots that aren't necessary. And, of course, the ones are given to newborn babies. Because the newborn babies they don't need any shots. Sometimes, yeah. They used to put the silver nitrate in their eyes to prevent eye infections. I'm not sure if they do that anymore. It's been a while since I went to nursing school.
Have you looked up what they call... what they make the vitamin K shot out of?
Well, it's
synthetic.
Protein sulfate, I believe.
It's synthetic, and it's got naphtha in the when they give the chemical structure.
Well, every vaccine is loaded with heavy metals, too.
Yeah. John, I think that... I think motorcycle riders are better drivers just because when you start riding a motorcycle, you pay a lot more attention.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we are. We're very observant. We have to be. It's a matter of life and death. Absolutely.
Anyway, that's all I had. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Sherry. You ready for our next caller, Marie?
Yes, I am.
Looks like Lynn in Maryland. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning. Thank you, John and Marie. Good morning. I hope you all are having a great day and a good weekend. I mean, it's funny. I haven't driven in like 3 years, and I used to drive for a living. My driver's license expired. I'm like, I don't know biometrics. But people need to learn about defensive driving, clearly, if folks are having heart attacks before they wreck. I hear the music, John.
Hold on, Lynn. We'll get through this break. We'll get back to your comments after the break.
Thank you.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back now, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find a lot there, over 9 gigabytes of information, information that will inform you, educate you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. A lot. And if you're interested in educating yourself about COVID, there's more than 200 articles and videos in my COVID panel, including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He says all COVID vaccinations are designed and meant and intended to kill and hurt people. Not a side effect is what they're meant to do. We're visiting with Marie Lasser. She has three books for sale at Amazon.com, beginning with Nature Has a Cure. And we have, looks like Lynn and Marilyn with some comments. Go ahead and continue with your comments, Lynn.
Okay, thank you, John. And I like the commercial about your consulting services. I'm glad we didn't get to hear about the next one knocking on her door, getting the benefits of the energy cleaner, which I'm sure helps, but I always think of her and then think of the S word. Like, is it a different man every night?
Well, we don't know that.
That's okay. It's effective, too. It makes the point. There's a good
right.
commercials. I was going to say, when Ms. Lasseter, when you spoke about, you know, having to move your computer, I would suggest an Ethernet cable and to change the settings on your computer and not just hit the top of a laptop button for no Wi-Fi. Robert Kennedy Jr. was on Washington Journal on C-SPAN, I think it was Wednesday, and one thing he said that he was mostly right, I mean, he was right, but it wasn't thorough, was that 5G causes glioblastoma. Well, it's not just 5G. It's exposure to wireless. But FCC says we can't ever say anything about wireless in health. Then remember I brought up the NIMH study, so I'm amazed they got that one out. But you can always look up and help and, you know, on what settings you need to change in tools or settings to cut off the Wi-Fi for the computer, and that might help as well. But I found I had to get a very long Ethernet cable, and I moved my router, but I've been offline for 17 years. So unfortunately, I won't be able to take advantage of John's website, which I'm sure is wonderful. The other thing is they've been pushing that RSV vaccine for pregnant women lately, plus their new COVID shot. But, you know, actually years ago when I was thinking of getting pregnant, I got a German measles shot because I thought, well, you should do that if you get pregnant. You know, and to this day, I still think that could have something to do with the fact that I never got pregnant or I miscarried twice. And but I was also a DES daughter. So, you know, both of those could have had something to do with it. And I just also wanted to let you know how much I thoroughly appreciate coroners. My husband died, and I have to tell you, the coroner was wonderful. She was wonderful and compassionate and gave me some very, very helpful information. So thank you for what you do, and thank you for watching out for folks and warning people. And especially the thing about driving. I mean, there are a lot of people who just have had heart attacks before COVID. You know, usually people don't go running into a crowd of people or into a house or a building. I used to work for a glass company. It happens, you know, but it's usually a medical problem that causes it. So thank you very, very much, and I'm going to try to find your books on Barnes & Noble, so hopefully they'll probably order them.
They'll get them for you. Thank you, Lynn. We appreciate the
call.
Thank
you so much. Thank you, John, for all you do, and have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, thank you. We're now doing a live feed today, a live stream feed on my Twitter channel. Here it is, 123, The John Moore Show, 123. I say again, my Twitter channel is 123, The John Moore Show, 123.
Twitch.
It's Twitch. It says Twitter here, I think. Oh, it does say Twitch. Never mind. Twitch channel. That's Twitch, not Twitter. All these different things. You ready for our next call here, Marie?
Sure.
Okay, we got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello, good morning, ma'am. I would like to ask you, is there a relationship between childhood obesity, insulin resistance, and vaccines? Also, what can be done about interstitial lung disease? Which is causing crippled breathing in people and makes them dependent on oxygen.
Well, as far as the link between vaccines and obesity, I'm not aware of that. I think it's more inactivity in children. I mean, back when we were in school, we had gym. We had to change into gym uniforms, and we actually played hard, and we had recess. And kids are just too sedentary.
Are they not? Marie, they're not doing that anymore in the schools?
They have gym, but it's, at least in the school system here, they have a period that's called gym, but they're not doing any sports or activities. They're just kind of in the gym doing what they want to do. I was at the JFK.
They're doing what they want to do. I mean, what will they do? Sit around and talk?
they can talk. They can take a basketball and try to make a basket, but it's not regulated. I think really? You're same age group as me. We had the JFK fitness program, and we right. had to do sit-ups, pull-ups, climb the rope to the top of the gym. Remember that? Right.
Yeah, I did that with hands only. Yeah,
I never could do it at all, but I failed gym.
Okay. Well, let's get to, how about the second part of his question, if you have any response? The lung issue.
About the interstitial lung disease. Well, there's a lot of factors that play into that, and I don't know if you're talking about related to after receiving the COVID vaccine shot. It presents, in my county, it pretty much presents as pulmonary fibrosis, and it's heavily linked to environmental toxins. It could be, you know, an area that was heavily, you know, sprayed, or, you know, whatever's in the chemtrails right now. But I know in our county, and I've researched it, then there is an aggregate of interstitial lung disease. We've got a huge county, so I have different areas. And it was an area that was heavily sprayed back in the 60s. And I don't recall right now what it was, some sort of pesticide, but the people were exposed to that. And now they're showing up with pulmonary fibrosis, interstitial lung disease. So that, to me, would be the top thing, sort of environmental toxin.
Well, thank you, Maria. Well, John, thank you for your call. Our next caller is from the frozen northland of Canada. We got Daryl in Canada. Good morning, Daryl.
Yes. Yeah, I was thinking if those kids had their way in the gym, they probably just take that 15 minutes or so to catch up with their little 6x3-inch zombie machines. That's probably the activity they would have.
If they're allowed to, they would. You're right.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, but if they didn't, they'd raise heck and discrimination and everything. They'd find a way to get those. Anyway, I was at a doctor's office yesterday. I was getting my semi-annual checkup and blood work and all this stuff. And they put me in an office where it was empty. I was waiting for the doctor. And I saw this chart. Actually, there was two of them taped together up and down the wall about 2 feet long. And it was vaccination schedules for mostly children. It was just unbelievable. My eyes were getting sore looking at them. 2 months or less, 4 months or less, 6 months or less, 1 year. I mean, it went on and on and on, all of these vaccines. It was just incredible. I think in the U.S. there's something like 72 vaccines before this.
Well, it's now 73 counting the new COVID vaccine. Yes.
Yeah, right. So and autism is up 30 times since 1990, since all these started. I mean, can anybody deny that that's a coincidence or something? I mean, my question is, what are the ramifications for the parents? And I'm sure there's more and more that are out there that refuse their kids to take these vaccines, whether it's, you know, going to school or all these things. What have you heard of some of the consequences of these parents refusing these terrible things that are unnecessary?
Well, in some very draconian states, they'll actually do a medical kidnap and take their kids and place them in a compliant home.
God.
In my community, what's happened is kids are being pulled out of school by the droves and homeschooled. We have a huge homeschool population, and my feeling about homes now, there are some kids that they pull them out for homeschooling, but it's really no schooling. But most of them, the parents do a wonderful job. And all the homeschool kids I know that have actually, you know, come to the graduation age, they're very smart, intelligent, can actually have a reasonable conversation with an adult, and that's one way to avoid all that is homeschooling. But it's a big commitment.
Right, and you can get a test a group from that and people without vaccines with the Amish and stuff, and I'm sure they would fit both of those categories also. Last thing I'd like to say is ask you, what do you know of and how safe is that? Because I saw amongst all those vaccines, and this is for adults too, is the tetanus diphtheria vax. Have you seen, I've seen some controversial stuff about that, but it seems so prevalent, I don't know. What do you know about that, and does it, have you seen side effects from that?
Yes. I have personal experience. Well, first of all, you can't get a plain tetanus shot anymore at all. It's DPT, diphtheria, pertussis, which is whooping cough, and tetanus. So it's three shots in one. And arguably, an adult doesn't need a DPT shot. Well, personally, I was climbing under the bushes for something, and I stuck a twig right in my eye. Well, that's highly recommended to get a tetanus shot. So I went to the health department to get my tetanus shot, and then she gave me the information for the shot to put in my shot record, and it was not tetanus. It was the DPT, diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus. And after that, I did develop a pretty bad cough that lasted quite a while, and as well as those coughs that comes in spasms, and I wasn't sick, and I 100% blamed it on that shot, and I'm furious with myself for even taking that shot, because I learned now that a tetanus shot doesn't do anything. If you're exposed to tetanus, you need to get the tetanus antitoxin, and that will take care of, you know, tetanus, but taking a tetanus toxoid, it's not really that effective, to tell you the truth.
But you fully recovered, though, right?
I think so. So I'm like everybody else in the world. I have a little bit of a cough sometimes. I don't know of anybody. But and I'd like to talk a little bit about that chronic cough deal, if we have a few minutes in
Let's
this hour.
Daryl, thank you for your call.
Thank you for the show.
Go ahead, Daryl. Go ahead, Aunt Marie. Go ahead.
One of the wonderful herbs we have growing everywhere here in Missouri is dittany. It's the Missouri's form of oregano. It loves to grow beside stumps, kind of. Usually if there's a stump, you'll see this plant. And if you kind of rub the leaves, it smells like pizza because it's pure oregano. And unlike the oregano that you buy in the store, that's really a type of marjoram. It's not really oregano. The Missouri oregano is like the Mediterranean oregano, the what is it, P30 oregano, that really pure oregano. And Missouri's nickname for our organic oregano is dittany. And dittany comes from a town in the Mediterranean, which shows you how closely related it is to the really real Mediterranean oregano. So if you've got a cough, a tickle in your throat, starting to come down with something, you can go out and pick and chew a leaf, the oregano leaf. You can also make your own extraction. Use some sort of alcohol or even oil if you don't like using alcohol. And let it leach out, make your own drops of oregano. And another thing with the, you can pick the leaves off the plant, dry it. It sells very well on Etsy or eBay. It's a really good home-based business. People love it. And if you need oregano for your pizza or Italian cooking, it's perfect for that. I had, my horseshoer was out here. And he was, he'd had a very bad upper respiratory infection. And so he was working on my horse, and he was miserable. He was coughing, and I said, well, you need to take all up oregano. So I gave him a glass of water with three drops of oregano, and he thought I was crazy. But then that night on Facebook, he posted that he felt better for the first time in weeks.
Well, good for you. Good for him, good for you. All right. You ready for our next call here, Marie?
Sure.
Okay, Sherry in Kansas again. Almost out of time here, Sherry. Go ahead.
Am I on?
You're on.
Okay. Just real quick, I hope Daryl's still listening. My nephew got a tetanus booster a few years back in his 40s, and within a short amount of time, he started having problems, and he's been diagnosed with Guillain-Barré, and it's very expensive, and it's really messed up his life. Anyway.
You're right, Sherry, and it really, for them just to call it a tetanus shot when it's really got three things in it, that's very deceptive. I think most people wouldn't take it if they knew it had pertussis and diphtheria vaccines
right.
in it.
Sherry,
well.
Thank you for your call. We have our last break. We'll wrap this up after the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
HempPaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit HempPaste.com/RBN.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Fix bayonets.
Lame Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Maria, we got time for your next thing on your list, if you make it real quick, my dear.
Okay, I just want to go back to the DARPA creation of the lipid nanoparticle.
Yes.
And it's what it is, it's a non-viral, self-assembling lipid nanoparticle, which means, and it's designed to deliver genetic information. Sometimes scientists think there's no such thing as a spike protein. It's just this lipid nanoparticle that contains graphene that's being injected into your cells when you take the jab. Now, the thing about the lipid nanoparticle, it's a pretty big particle in itself. It's self-assembling, so it grows. So at the very beginning, remember, they had to keep it frozen, like minus 70 degrees or something crazy.
Right.
Well, then what they did, they reformulated it and made the particles very minute. So and as long as they were room temperature, they didn't replicate. But once they were injected into your body, that's about 98 degrees, then they would start rebuilding and just make it more and more and more that lipid or what I think is polymer material that's clogging up your veins that I have now have six samples of. And so I've kind of worked backwards from there, but there's a lot coming out about the effect of the self-building lipid nanoparticles.
Well, yeah, really we'll talk privately about that. Yeah, we'll talk more about that privately before the day's over, but it's what's going on here is absolutely criminal and satanic, in my opinion. What do you think, Marie?
Well, I think the globalists are, you know, they are satanic. They're a satanic sect. I don't think they care about money as much as they care about power, but they use people that do care about money to carry out their ill deeds. So it's a spiritual war for sure. And a spiritual war, we've got this. Just, you know, pray ceaselessly. There's so many things that have been overcome with God's help, with prayer. Even George Washington at Valley Forge, a total spiritual turnaround at that point, as I'm sure you're well aware.
I am. Well, we appreciate you being here as always, Maria. Any final words before we wrap it up this week?
Harden yourself, get exercise, don't take the shot, and, you know, bonus points if you can convince anybody else to not take another shot ever. There's really, unless you have to take insulin, there's no reason to put a needle in yourself for anything, in my opinion. So there's
I agree absolutely. Well, thank you very much, have a great weekend, and we'll have you back next Friday, my dear.
Okay, bye, John.
All right,
bye, everybody.
Okay, well, that's it for the day. It's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. God bless my beautiful county at Crawford County, Missouri, the largest state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. cows, too.
Ezoff LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.